Be still and know. What in all the wide world is more interesting than the nurturing and training of children? Columnist John R. Gunn, who asked this question, says that it is the special joy of the teacher to guide the developing mind of the young. But it is the loving parent who finds the greatest delight watching and leading the development of the mind and body of a happy child. Such parents simply could never forsake this joy for any other delights in the world. In such training, the parents may be helped by a nurse, a babysitter. They may entrust the child's future in part to a qualified teacher. But only the parents themselves can place in a child's heart the real meaning of love. And no other teacher within the home or in school or church can be half so effective in teaching the meaning and value of faith. There is endless debate as to the best way of raising a child, to punish or not to punish, to spank or not to spank. But a few rules seem generally accepted. For one thing, the wise parent will not insist on perfection, but will set a standard of conduct that a child may be expected to meet. For another, constant nagging rarely succeeds in preventing a child from developing bad habits. Good habits are taught by example, influence, love, not by scolding and nagging. Self-control, intelligent understanding, regular routine, the right example, and an environment of God-fearing faith are elements in the parent's approach to sound teaching. The child reared in such a home will doubtless grow up to take his place as a well-adjusted member of society and will eventually become a wise, loving, and thoughtful parent himself. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Proverbs. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.